Hello, Amy.
Yes.
I have Anthony on the line. He's looking for you.
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good too. Usually they shoot me a quick message with a heads up before they just like connect the call so I can at least pull the account
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
All right.
sorry to sound so off guard. I really was caught off guard. I was looking at a different account and then all of a sudden I had somebody in my ear, so
Yes, yeah, I just asked for you. It said St. Amy when I in the email, but it never prompted that. It just said press 2 if you're not a customer already. So,
Right.
yeah. So I'm. Yeah. I mean, I've looked over the items. I looked at you guys. 18 years. Blah blah blah. And okay.
Okay. All right. So you want to give it a go?
Yeah, I'm hoping it works, man. I need everything I can get right now.
Right. I completely understand. This is going to be great for your company, Anthony.
I
Let
hope so.
me jump in here and see. Okay, last name is Dickerson, is that correct? That just
Yes.
came through on the information here. So, okay, let me just pull a couple of other things up and take a look. So you already have the website, and just to verify, you're completely happy with the website, correct?
Yeah, for the most part, I mean, I don't
Okay.
know.
Okay.
But I mean, for now, I've spent a lot of money on getting it where it is. So,
Okay.
but down the
Yeah.
road, I may want to do something, you know.
Okay. Well, just so you know, you have full access with the package that you have on hand to have a complete website. If you need a dupe, if you want a complete dupe of what you have and you want us to make changes and adjustments, that's all well within our wheelhouse and already included with your package. No additional
You're
cost,
saying
okay?
currently?
Correct.
The one I'm signing up for now wouldn't do it.
Okay. So you want us to go ahead. Is the
Because
one you have?
it's through WordPress and it's so difficult with all these. It's like, I mean, every time it's like plug in and this thing and, you know, it's a lot. So, I mean, what does it entail? Is this you're going to build exactly what I have now or?
Yeah, if it's all done through WordPress, because that's actually the platform that we use as well. Let me take a look here. Yeah, let me just double check with the agent and make sure I haven't had her say no yet, that she can't yet. So let me just double check. If she were to say no, then I'll let you know up front. That way there's no
Okay,
qualms
just tell us
about
say
it.
yes.
Yeah. Well, I only want her to say yes if it's the truth,
If
because
she
I don't
can do
want
it, right.
to, you know how I am. I'm not going to promise you something I can't produce.
And I prefer that though. That's the way I am with my clients. Sometimes we don't win every job because I'm like, that's not the right
Exactly.
way.
Yep.
You know, so,
Exactly. So
and you're
people
not a
don't
professional,
understand that. Exactly.
so.
People don't understand that. And that's why yesterday when you were like, listen, I just need a little bit of time to go over it. Okay, cool. I'm not going to cram it down your throat because you're a smart businessman and you want to take the time to review everything. And I think that that's better than people who just jump on stuff and who aren't fully aware of what they're getting
Oh.
themselves into, you know?
Oh no, I'm an Aries. I've been jumping my whole life, but now I've gotten older, so I've got all the injuries from all the jumps. So yeah, I've jumped on a lot, but I'm saying now I'm like, you know what I really was looking at though? I'm just trying to look at the value add forward and what does it, I broke it down per job. How many actual, forget the 23 and this, how many jobs do I actually need to make this beneficial? That's what I was looking at. And
One.
what am I spending currently on certain things like that? So yeah,
Right,
that's all.
absolutely. So for the business address, I have an address here of 8725 Roswell Road, Suite 0-207, Atlanta, Georgia 30350. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is that a home office?
Well, I mean, it's the address that we use for all of our business stuff. I have a warehouse address and I have my own home address.
Okay.
It's three different addresses. But that's
Okay,
the one that's closest to me where I can, you know, do stuff out of, basically.
okay. I just want to make sure because we will continue to keep things hidden on Google,
Yeah,
keep
so
that
that's why I
information
have it that way.
private. Perfect. Okay. And then let's see here. So tell me more about the services. What exactly do you guys want to be coming up for?
Can you pull up my Google My Business profile so it matches?
I see your Google Business profile here. I can't get into the back end of it at the moment. They will be able to get into it during client onboarding.
Well, let me tell you our primary.
But that's fine. Yeah, I mean, obviously flooring. I can pull them off the site too. It's no big deal.
No, we do. Let me say this. Out of flooring, we don't do linoleum and we do not do tile anymore.
Okay. So our primary
focus is wood sales and installation, carpet sales and installation, vinyl plank sales and installation. If somebody wants laminate, very few people do. Laminate sales and installation, engineered hardwoods. And we do hardwood refinishing and repairs also. Did you get all that?
I'm working on that. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't count me out yet.
A lot.
Install and sale and install. Hold on. Let me see here. Sale.
But I'd say right now, vinyl planks are so hot, it's overtaking everything almost.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a bit.
Yeah.
Plank. Okay, so I got... hardwood, sale and installation, carpet, sale and installation, laminate, sale and installation, plank, sale and installation. Did I miss any of them?
Vinyl plank, laminates,
engineered
hardwoods.
All right.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
And floor repairs and carpet.
Engineered hardwoods.
Yep. Carpet. Hardwood, flooring repairs and carpet. Mm-hmm. And sales and installation also.
Yes.
Anything we do, we sell it to.
Perfect. Okay. That's great. Okay.
We do with residential and commercial.
Okay. Engineered. I can see if I can spell today. Okay, let me see what Celine said. She said, yes. However, does the client own the content in the site? Because we will need the client to send us images, links, videos to be able to place them into the site. So do you own the content that's on this site? Are these your photos, your videos, this is all your stuff, right? Your actual stuff. So you'll be able to send us all the things that are in that site because you own them, correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. So, yes, then we can do it. Do you want me to schedule a CI separate for that? What day do you have available? If so. Okay. She's fantastic.
See, let me say this. Let me say something. I'm going to ask something. So the website I currently have was built off-site, and then they merged it into a template from into WordPress. So I say that to say that since I've owned the site about 3 or 4 years now, it's just elements that just cannot be changed.
Right.
So it's the strangest thing, like the widgets and the different apps won't fully connect, so I can't fix my SEO and stuff. So if you guys, now will I own the site that you make or who owns that?
Well, you have all the content is yours. So, okay, this is it. Technically, yes, we own it if we're writing the content, but we're duping everything that you already have. So basically, we're going to duplicate everything you have. And do you own this domain, the finalfloors.com domain, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So we're going to write the content directly to your domain. We're just rewriting it so we have access to do the programming for you, update the SEOs, update the keywords, update the meta tags, the backlinking, and all of those things. Because as it is right now, you're saying you don't have access to make those changes, and it's harder to do.
I mean, some of them,
right?
Some of them, yes, but when the SEO says fix these things, even the developer couldn't fix them.
Right.
It's crazy. It's like the way they built it, it's like frozen. So it's kind of, you know, it's like I don't know how to explain it. Like, I think it's different if you built the site in WordPress and it's 100% WordPress compatible. It feels like it's like 40% WordPress compatible.
Understood.
Like, when I go in the app, I can't make changes to stuff. It'll keep saying error, you know? So it's just been frustrating, but I don't want to spend any more money. But
right.
Let me ask you this now. So the website you're making, if things don't work out on the other end, then I don't own that website anymore, correct?
You don't own it, but you can all the content that we're using is yours, okay, and is going directly to your domain. And if for some reason it completely fell apart, Anthony, and you chose to part ways with Local Splash, You have the ability to continue hosting site with us. I believe it's $39 or $49 a month, and we'll continue making updates and changes, even if you take that site elsewhere. Like, say you take it to a completely different company for some reason, which I don't foresee any of this happening, but we're not haters. Like, if your site needs you to continue to pay your monthly $39 or $49 a month for that update, and you're sending photos in, you want these changes made, you want this made, we're going to continue to make them for you and keep the site up to date no matter what.
Okay. Well, I would want to create, duplicate the site is fine, but I would want to make it under a different name because I don't want to jeopardize everything I'm, no?
Yeah, no, we won't make it under a different, we won't make it under a different name. You said you don't want to make it under a different name, right?
No, I said I would. I would want to, like New Floors ATL or something.
Oh,
I don't know
okay.
if I would want it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that
you
way,
want
it,
new
then we have
as
a,
well. Okay, no worries.
How much would that cost a new domain?
It's $99 if you wanted a new domain.
A month?
No, one time.
Oh yeah, you said $99.
Correct.
Oh no, I'm good. I can get one. I'll give you the one. Just go ahead and build it. I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, because I paid that for like 3 years, so.
Okay.
But anyway, what were they going to say? But yeah, let's, if it comes, whatever's included, I want. How about that? I put back what I don't need. Can we do that?
Yes, we can do that. Absolutely.
Okay. But I just don't want to jeopardize everything I have done. It's not the greatest, my site, and maybe at some point I may even talk to you guys about supplanting it. But I want it to be, you get what I'm saying, but
yes,
I want it to be.
You want to make sure it's solid first, and you want to, I get it. You want to make sure that this is going to be a permanent choice for you before you make all those kind of changes.
And we can always switch the domain, the DNS, right?
Yes.
Right. So we can always change where it, and then, oh, boom, here's the site. You know?
Yes. Exactly.
Then again, I own my site too, though, right? So
correct.
Already. So I can always use it, and if something happens, switch back to it, right? If I had to.
Correct. Correct. As long as you have access to all of those logins, apps, that is absolutely all 100% correct, everything you just said.
I'll tell you, I have a better idea. I have a better idea. I have a blog that I don't know anything about, but somehow 20-something thousand people have looked at it in like a year. So I think that's good. But it's called FinalFloorsATL.com. Maybe we'll use that. It already has a presence, the whole deal. 20,000 people have already looked at the blog, so maybe we'll just change, put your site as Final Floors ATL.
Final Floors.
That's my Instagram handle already, you know?
A is an apple, T is the, okay, I got it here. Okay.
Atlanta.
Okay.
ATL.
Okay,
yeah,
I got it. Okay, let me go ahead and put this in. As long as you have the credentials for it, then yes, we can use it. Let me go ahead and mark that down.
I guess it's in the blogger site, right?
Let me see. Well,
you're saying for the what? The Final Floors ATL?
Both
of them are being hosted through GoDaddy.
Yeah, that's
how about that?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. I see here that there's a little bit of content on here. Yes, I see the blog. Yes. I see the blog. It has the introduction. It has all the services, all the interests, things like that. Yes, I see that. Profile views, 122 profile views for this blog. So, yeah, we can definitely.
122.
It's what
time spent?
Says since June 2012.
No, mine says 19,000 some odd thousand.
Right.
Really?
Well, that's just what it says on the front end. I can't see the back end. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I wouldn't even know what I was looking at anyway because that's not my area.
Okay.
But I'm just telling you what it says here. So do you get call tracking included, which is that downloadable app. They're going to give you it'll give you the professional greeting. It's going to include all of the features to be able to track the results with the downloadable app. That's call tracking. That's all included with the package, okay?
Okay, perfect.
And then let me see here. The areas that you want to target, you're staying at 10, 15 miles. You're staying local there in Atlanta where you're at, right?
Yeah, I know the cities. Do you want to buy city or?
Sure, if you want to give me cities, go ahead. Absolutely.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
Roswell, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Springs, Georgia.
Got it.
Dunwoody, 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 Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Marietta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to say Georgia for the rest, right?
You don't. I got
you.
Unless you go out of Georgia, okay. Let me know if you're going out of Georgia, okay?
No, I'm. I want to. Just not yet. I'm going for Alpharetta. Mm. Alpharetta, Georgia is a good area. I'm just looking for the money places. Peachtree Corners. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Norcross. Let's do Woodstock.
Got it.
Let's do Canton.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Is there Brookhaven? Ooh, definitely want them. Brookhaven.
Mm-hmm. That just sounds.
I don't see. Listen. Yeah, it is. Brookhaven is. That's actually where we're working today. So that's why I was thinking. I was looking at all the nice houses. So
nice.
Brookhaven. We did Marietta. Ooh, Smyrna, Georgia is my best.
Smyrna?
Yeah, I love
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay.
Myrna's great, and I'm trying to think. I got Roswell, Alpharetta, Canton. You got Canton?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, Johns Creek.
Got it.
Johns Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And then Suwanee, Georgia.
Suwanee?
Yeah, Suwanee.
Okay.
Do you have a thing that like, just pulls it up? Like, you get what I mean? Like, when you're online, like, you start typing, and then it shows you the correct one?
It's the proper spelling,
is that what you're using?
Yes, it absolutely.
Okay.
It's going to give you the proper spelling. So this is what
spell, super weird.
This is what I see on your current Google Business profile. Tell me which ones of these.
Yeah, all
you
that
want.
Stuff.
You crab
all
apple?
Of it. Oh, I don't know what that is.
Okay,
that's
so it says crab apple. It says East Cobb.
Yeah, definitely. They got good money there. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me add them in so we can make sure. East Cobb. Then we have Overlook.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
It sounds like a supplement or something.
It
okay.
I mean, I'm not in Georgia, so I'm not sure. But Van Diver Heights.
I don't know any of that. I don't know where that came from.
Westfield.
I don't know what that. Okay. Well, I put the cities I thought. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, this is what's currently showing to the public. This might be part of the reason you're not anchoring on that first page. We're going to clean all this up. Like, I see most of what you already gave me on here. I see, well, do you want to add Duluth?
Yeah, definitely. See, that's a city.
Yes. Yeah, I do know that. So, hold on, let me see. There's a few others. I have Dunwoody, Marietta, Canton, Peachtree Corners. Do you want Milton?
Yeah, good money.
Okay, what about Chattahoochee Plantation?
I don't know what that even is.
Okay, Willow Tree, is that a place?
Not a city, no.
Okay, hold on. So
it's not, somehow it switched to not going by city for some reason, it seems like.
That,
you see what I mean? Like, it was going by the city.
GBP.
See, I put them in there.
Off, yes. So I'm going to make a list of the ones that we want off. Okay.
You know what? I think it did, though. This may be, like, maybe it switched to a radius from, you get what I mean? Like, it's not the actual, and this is what's in the radius. Now.
Well, but it doesn't automatically. Somebody had to put this in.
I did it.
Well,
so maybe I gave permission to somebody to do something.
You may have given permission at some point. And that's what has happened. But I'm putting in right now to have these ones removed when they get a hold of your profile. So what is going to happen is you're going to have a client onboarding. And then during that client onboarding, they're going to show you how to give us access to manage your Google Business profile, which is where we go in and make the changes. We make the adjustments. We're going to do the programming.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, so you're going to give us that. So, and then we'll be able to remove those things off and get that gobbledygook off, okay?
Yeah, just tell them to send it to me. I'm here now, ad manager, right?
Yeah, let me see. Yeah. Well, you have to have client onboarding, so they'll walk you through that. They're also going to get access to your Facebook page and everything all in one fell swoop.
Okay, well, I'm just saying I know how to find it. So
yes, perfect. Perfect. And they have a specific person they want you to assign in the thing. So that I'm glad that you know how, because not a lot of people do, and sometimes it can be a nightmare. So what time would you like your client onboarding? Would you like me to schedule that for tomorrow morning, or do you want me to try to get you an appointment for later on this evening?
Yeah, I mean, I want to do it as quickly as possible. I want to get this ball rolling as fast as I can. So whenever they can, just tell me to call my cell here, and then if I answer, then I'm available.
Okay, so let me go ahead. I'm going to try to get you a slot at between 6 and 7 p.m., and we'll be calling from either our 877 phone number or we'll be calling from our our 877 or the 714 number. I will be the one to introduce you to your onboarding agent, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the last thing we have to do is we have to go ahead and read the voice verification outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that everything's done month to month, that there's no contract whatsoever. And then I'm going to go ahead and secure the billing information first. Is there any middle initial on your card, Anthony, or is it just your first and last name?
My mom's my partner. She's going to be doing it on her card. Is that all right?
That's fine. Absolutely. No worries.
She's an owner also. So.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, let me see here. I've got that all assigned. So let me go ahead. What is her first and last name so I can make her an authorized user on the account?
Shirley Dickerson.
Is that S-H-E-R-I-L-Y? I spelled that wrong.
No, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
I-R-L-E-Y.
Shirley.
Dickerson. Okay. And her phone number?
678-613-9929.
Got it. Okay. Let me go ahead and put this in. All right. And I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
3795. Oh, what's the amount that's being billed?
299.
Okay. 3795.
Mm-hmm.
9969805200002.
And is the billing address for this card the Roswell Road address?
No, it's 1212 Chattahoochee Circle, Roswell, Georgia 30075. I can't.
The zip code one more time.
30075.
Okay, expiration month and year for this card.
1126.
Four digit code on the front.
6295. Yes, American Express.
Yeah. And then I need to set a security question on the account. This is going to be your guys' choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I don't know if I'm answering it or am I making it up or what
you're
am I
choosing,
doing?
You're choosing which security question do you want. You want your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Maiden name.
Okay, Dickerson?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, easy.
So anytime either one of you calls in or we call out, please understand we'll be asking for that security question. If somebody calls you from Local Splash, claiming to be from Local Splash, and they ask you for any more money, Anthony, understand that is a scam call. You need to call me right away so that I can go ahead and get that removed from your account. We will never be calling you and asking you for one more single dollar than what we have already agreed upon, which is the $299 monthly. Okay?
I agree. That's I don't even have $300, so great.
All right. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Final Floors.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Anthony Dickerson, Managing Partner.
Anthony, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash is your certified marketing representative. Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is November 7th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $299 for the all-inclusive platinum package. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the seventh day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, you can do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. There's just two more housekeeping pieces, and I'm going to let you off the phone. The next one is I need to schedule a time on Friday for the we're going to do a separate call. It's about a 30-minute call for the website, all the website stuff with the website specialist. I have available appointment time starting at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. The last appointment that's available is between 2 and 3 p.m. So
let's do 2 and 3. I'm usually back in my office and stuff by then.
Okay. So you're going to get two notifications here. They're going to say Local Splash CI. One's going to say for my site, that's the website one. And then one is going to say, which is going to be for Friday, and the other one's going to be regular Local Splash CIEN, which is Client Interview English, for your onboarding for today so we can go ahead and get everything moving forward. Now, did you get the text that says, it should say in that text message, let me see here, Anthony, thank you for choosing Local Splash. You sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Yes, I received the text.
Perfect. Go ahead and click the link that's provided there.
Okay.
That's going to be your terms and conditions. It is going to open up. And it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. It's going to be literally everything that I verbally promised to provide for you in writing. If you see an asterisk by something, please know that that is an item that could be included or upgraded at the time of your choosing. As you get down to the bottom, you will see the products purchased for today, which is the local SEO, the Facebook ads, the My Site is the free custom website designs that I gave you, and you'll see the reoccurring is locked in at the $299 as well. Please type in, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today, and then type in the first and last name as it is seen there.
Okay.
Once you do that, it should take you to a screen. Ask him for a username and password.
Hold on. Let me confirm it.
Yeah. Make sure my spelling is all correct on there, too, please.
No, it's not. Her name is S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, Shirley. No, there's no E in Shirley. I mean, not the beginning, the end, yes.
Okay. S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
Yep.
Got it. Let me update it and resend it. Reset. Okay, that's reset. And then we'll go here.
I guess I should save this number you're texting, right, from?
The 877, that's going to be the standard number to get into us. And at the prompt, then you'll be able to, now that you're current client, you can literally say Amy Nelson. You can press 224 if you want to speak with me. If you need to speak with the website department, you say website department. You'll be connected with that department within the account.
Okay.
Okay, I did resend that text message for you.
Let me look at it now. Yep, there you go.
Beautiful.
says username.
Username and password. Yeah, you will get the username and password login credentials in about 3 to 5 days' time. At this time, they're not available. We have to auto-generate them, and it's done after your client onboarding. We don't have anything to put into your tracking system yet. We haven't even onboarded you. So you will get those login credentials via text and email as soon as they're available.
Okay, so I just come back and follow this link again?
Yeah, we'll email it out to you. We'll text it out to you with the clickable link and everything, too, so you don't have to worry about tracking it down. So for today, your client onboarding is scheduled between 6 and 7 p.m., and that will be coming from either our 877 number or our 714 number. I will be calling and introducing you to your onboarding agent, and we'll go ahead and get everything moving forward, okay?
Let me ask you this. There's like a email with a lot of work vehicle with license plate. What is this?
Okay. So that email is for verification when we have to do verification for Google Business Profiles. Your Google Business Profile is already verified with 112 reviews. You're going to give us access to begin programming immediately. So that is a standard email that you need to disregard that. We are going to ask that you send in a copy of the license and insurance for the company so we have it on file for Google. But other than that, you're good because your listing's already verified. This is for guys who their listing's not quite verified or they have nothing at all and we have to start from scratch. So Google's made it now. Like, you're so lucky you have it because Google seriously has made it like next to impossible for regular people to get it, to get their business verified. You have to go jump through so many hoops. You literally have to have that entire list, and then you have to make a video.
Wow.
Like,
a video of what?
You have to make a video with those items, showing your street name, all kinds of stuff. Like, Google has cracked down, and it is for the benefit of the business owners who are legitimate, like yourself. You know, but also for the benefit of the clients, because people were getting scammed all off the first page of Google because people were creating fake
businesses. Oh, just
making
up a quick profile real fast.
Yes.
I was doing COVID too. We have a business, so send me $50,000.
Yes, that was exactly the time when all that was happening, and it was just absolutely crazy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've been with them. I mean, I think this version of it, 8 years, but since it first came out, I've always had one. So,
right.
I actually shut down another one. I had a partnership with the store that I was dealing with, and once it closed, I closed that location. So I've had more than one profile.
Oh, okay. Well, this is really good that you've got this one and it's verified. You have access to it, so you're not going to have any problems.
Yeah.
You're not going to have to.
Yeah, we should be good to go.
Okay.
Whatever they need, I'm going to jump on it person because I want to see results right away. So I do everything that people ask me right away. So,
yeah. That's fantastic. We're ready too, Anthony. So welcome to the Local Flash family, and we'll be talking with you in just a little bit, okay?
And is one of this my receipt? Which one is my receipt? Which
the
email?
It'll say initial invoice. Welcome. If there's a welcome email, and then there's an email. This is Local Flash initial invoice. Plus,
yeah, I see initial
from
invoice.
Your dashboard, once you have access to it, we have a record for all your invoices, so you can just use them at tax write-off time.
And I also want to send her a copy so she knows exactly what we did. You know.
Absolutely.
So.
100% understandable.
All righty.
Okay.
Okie doke. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.